Welcome to the Oregon FBI's Tech Tuesday segment. Today, building a digital defense by knowing the top 10 red flag fraud signs. Scammers never stop. They work around the clock to cash in on the latest scheme, hoping to steal your money or your identity. You've heard many of their pitches. They pretend to be romantically interested in you. They say they're a relative in trouble and need bail money, or pretend to be collecting money for a charity after a national disaster. Soon, the cycle of fraud begins. When the FBI or another law enforcement or government agency issues a release about their scheme, they adapt and make enough changes to their pitch to convince the victims their claims are real. It's time to crush their crime sprees. Think about it this way. Scams change. Red flags don't. No matter what type of story you hear, via email, text, phone, social media, by mail, or even in person. Scams change, but the red flags don't. Here are our top 10 signs the person you are communicating with is trying to scam you. The person requests payment via gift cards, wire transfers, or virtual currency. They create a sense of urgency or a deadline to pay quickly. They demand secrecy from you. They may have poor grammar or misspellings in the information you receive. Many times, payments are offered in amounts higher than the listed price. Email addresses can be disguised to seem legitimate. Unsolicited emails and texts request you to confirm usernames or passwords. You may receive a request to move to a new platform to communicate with the person. You also may receive a request to access your personal bank account to pay you for a service. Unsolicited emails with links or attachments are also a major red flag. No matter what type of story someone is telling you, as always, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If you believe you are a victim of an online scam, you should report the incident to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov or call your FBI local office.